Welcome to the Halloween Evil Lives Fan Film Podcast. Welcome to another episode of Halloween Evil Lives, the Fan Film Podcast. And boy, do we have an episode for you today. We spoke in the last episode about the possibility of the Halloween Kills trailer coming out today, Friday. But guess what? It came out yesterday instead due to a movie theater manager leaking it out. Blumhouse decided that they were going to release it officially on their Facebook, Twitter, Instagram website. They released the new Kills trailer. Now, if you don't want to see it or haven't seen it, I'm going to count down to one because we're going to go into some spoilers into the trailer. So here we go. Here comes the countdown. 3, 2, 1. Now turn off the podcast if you don't want to hear the spoilers. Okay, so I officially watched the leaked trailer. Someone sent it to me inside my messenger. I kept all the details to myself because I didn't want to spoil it for anybody. The trailer is awesome. First of all, it shows some of the teaser part with Lori in the back of that pickup truck with Allison and Karen. She goes, "No, let it die!" And then it cuts to some firefighters that arrive on the scene. Apparently, one of them looks like they fell through the floor while entering. And I think Michael Myers is killing them. They didn't really show it really well. But when the other firefighter goes to help bring him back up, instead of his hand reaching up, Michael Myers' hand reaches up. And then it shows Michael Myers emerging from the fire. There's like 5 or 6 firefighters there, right? Michael Myers comes out, and it looks like he has one of those, either the bars or one of those tools that firefighters use. And he just starts spearing them, impaling them, killing them all, the firefighters. One comes with the Jaws of Life to face Michael Myers. He takes that Jaws of Life and cuts the dude in half. And then it goes to showing Lori in the hospital talking to Karen. It shows Allison saying the boogeyman is real. My grandmother was right. And then it also shows like that woman from the cemetery. I don't know what that character's name is. The one that took the British podcast testers to the cemetery. Her and her roommate get murdered by Michael Myers. They show that in the trailer. They get it really bad. She gets like a fluorescent tube through the throat. Michael Myers uses it as a weapon. And then it also has Laurie talking about how Michael Myers is evil. And every time he kills a person, he transcends. He's flesh and blood, but somehow he managed to survive that fire. Well, here's another spoiler. They show how he survived the fire. You know that cage door that they lift up to get all the weapons? Somehow Michael Myers managed to fit himself in there so he wouldn't start on fire. It was weird. It shows him lifting it up. I think that's how he gets the jump on the first firefighter. He's in that room. And so, yeah, he escapes the fire. And they also show him walking, heading into town and killing some other people. They also show Tommy Doyle, and he goes, "What do we do? What do we do?" to Laurie in the hospital. "You know, what should we do?" And, you know, they're trying to make a mob, a plan attack to take down Michael Myers. It also shows Lonnie, and also shows him with his son. I believe his name was Cameron. And they say something about that all the deaths lead to a path to Michael Myers' childhood home. Obviously, the Myers house, which we knew they said was coming back for this new movie. And it also just shows that Laurie wants to go after him. It shows Cameron with the gun and Allison. And that shows Allison telling Michael Myers to stab her with the knife, which is weird. And then the trailer pretty much says Halloween, next Halloween or whatever, it's coming out. So it's just weird. To me, the trailer was good, but there's some really big plot holes in this movie. This is what the plot holes I think about. Why do they care so much about going after Michael Myers? And why would Michael Myers be going after her daughter and granddaughter? They're not related anymore. In fact, Michael Myers wasn't even going after her till Dr. Sartain brought him to the house. So they're going to have to try to fix all that. Maybe they'll say they're related, they'll connect it again, or I don't know, because that makes no sense, because Michael Myers initially had no reason to go after them. They're not brother and sister. He was just killing random people when he got out. He didn't even know Lori was around. So why would he continue to go after her and the daughter and the granddaughter? It seems really goofy to me. Also, to mention, there's a scene where Karen Strode has Michael Myers' mask. Says, "Do you want your mask? You want your mask back?" And that was kind of weird, too. I don't know how he lost his mask again. But, they're just going to have to explain some of these plot holes because, you know, initially, Michael Myers had nothing to do with Laurie Strode in H18 until Dr. Sartain brought Michael Myers to her. And also, Laurie Strode was in pursuit of him. He didn't even attack her when she shot him a couple of times and he just walked away. So I don't know why he would be going after them unless they're going to change it and say they're siblings again. That would be interesting. But Halloween Kills looks like it's going to be a thrilling movie. It kind of looks like they went Rob Zombie with it, where more graphic kills, because as you know, in like H78 and H20, they had some kills, but they didn't have to go graphic. They used a lot of suspense to make Michael Myers scare. And this one, they're just going for brutality, like the Rob Zombie version of Michael Myers. And he's just pissed off, and he just wants to slaughter everybody. But we should see how it goes. It looks like it's going to be a thrill ride. They show bits and clips throughout it. Did they reveal too much about the story of the movie? I don't know. I mean, they could always change things. Not everything in a trailer shows up in the movie. You know, there's been instances where you saw a movie and you're like, wow, this is going to be amazing, the trailer. And you go there and like, that scene didn't even happen in the movie. They did that with H18. They had a scene where there was a final confrontation outside with Michael Myers and Laurie and knives. Nope, they scratched that ending. That does not exist in H18. That scene never comes to be. So this could be just, you know, they leaked it out. They showed you what they got. But that does not mean it's going to be in the movie. It might be totally different. They might even release a totally different trailer now. They're supposed to release one on July 1st. They might do an international trailer maybe where they have different scenes and it plays out all differently. But I gave it 2 thumbs up for the Halloween Kills trailer, but they really got to fix those plot holes because that's going to drive me nuts that why the heck does Michael Myers even care to go after her, really? Because as an H18 shows, she shot him, he didn't even attack her, he just walked off. So he had no interest in her till Sartain dropped him off over there. And so they're just rolling with it with Halloween Kills, but honestly, he probably doesn't even care because he's just slaughtering everybody in this one. Because the sibling bloodline doesn't exist, they kind of made him more kind of like Jason Voorhees, where Jason just kills everybody at Crystal Lake. And they're kind of going with that flow where Michael Myers just, he doesn't care. He's just going to kill you. He'll walk, you know, house to house and just kill people. So the original 78 Halloween was based on the babysitters. They're all alone. There's no adults. It's Halloween night. They're being stalked by the boogeyman and slaughtered. Halloween Kills, it is just Michael Myers just being pissed off and just killing random people. And then Laurie Strode thinks, oh, he's coming after me, my daughter and granddaughter. Oh my goodness, we gotta kill him now. But there's no explanation. It's a huge plot hole. So maybe they'll fill in the gaps. We'll have to see. Doesn't look like many people survive in this one based on the trailer. But we'll keep you updated if there's any new trailers that come out or any new information. Otherwise, we'll catch you on the next episode. Mm-hmm.